This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. John Walker Lind has petitioned President Bush to reduce his 20-year prison sentence for supporting the Taliban. This request comes days after the government announced a deal to free Yasser Hamdi. He's also a U.S. citizen captured in Afghanistan. Hamdi is expected to be released as early as this week after 3 years in detention. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
At a news conference, Attorney James Brosnahan outlined the many parallels between his client, John Walker Lind, and Yasser Hamdi. Both young men entered Afghanistan and trained with the Taliban before the 9/11 attacks, and both denied fighting against U.S. troops. Brosnahan said it would be unfair to have Lind serve the remainder of his 20-year sentence now that Yasser Hamdi is being released.
Most judges in the United States, most prosecutors, most lawyers believe that similar conduct should result in sentences which are at least similar, maybe not identical, but at least similar.
Justice Department spokesman John Navosky declined to comment on the merits of Lind's request, except to say Lind admitted he'd helped a regime which harbored al-Qaeda. Douglas Kamek, who teaches at Pepperdine University School of Law, says there are important differences between Yasser Hamdi, who was never charged with a crime, and John Lind, who had a raft of more serious charges dropped in exchange for a reduced sentence.
I think a president of the United States would be very reluctant to upset a plea agreement that was entered into with the best of legal advice and full understanding in light of the facts and circumstances that now exist and existed then.
Attorney James Brosnahan says when he negotiated Lind's plea agreement in 2002, the nation was gripped with fear and his client faced a possible life sentence. Now, says Brosnahan, is the time for compassion. Elaine Corey, NPR News.